This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Nikki in Minnesota has one of those questions that's not in the Bible, so she's looking for some wisdom. My husband is a public school teacher and therefore a member of a teacher's union. As a Christian, what should his role be in the event of a strike?
These are tough. I think the question arises because you've got several allegiances there, don't you? And you have biblical teaching to the effect that humility and submission and being wronged is a good way to bear witness to Christ. And so I want to say that I don't think Christians are eager to use coercion to get their way in their employment. I don't think it would be typically the spirit of Christ for a band of employees to get together and say, now if we all do this, we'll corner our employee and he'll have to do this. That's just not the spirit of the way Christians will go about it. So having said that and putting some resistance on coming easily to the conviction that one should use a coercive tactic like a strike in order to get some benefit. Nevertheless, I want to say this. Employers historically have proved at times to be very unjust. And Christians care about injustice. They care about the single mom who's trying to put bread on the table, or the dad who has three kids at home and a wife who can't work, and he's being ripped off by this employer because of the wage that he's being paid or whatever. And unions rose up to address those injustices, and they got the clout to do it by combining a lot of weak little people into one stronger phalanx. And so I think a Christian would say, let's use that as much as we can corporately to be helpful to employers, to show them what would be right and good. But if the time comes when a genuine injustice is being addressed by some corporate group who is saying, we're not going to work for that kind of unjust salary, then a Christian has the call to make, okay, is this a moment when justice calls for that kind of witness? Or is this a moment where there's just way too much ego and pride and greed driving this union and I don't want to be a part of it? So that's an answer that allows for participation, I think, but would discourage it and would seek other ways forward in relationships between management and labor.
Ask Pastor John is a podcast of Desiring God. If someone passed this along to you, sign up and receive them yourself and explore more questions today at desiringgod.org.